Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Football Friday, 5:30. It means it's time for us to give our weekend picks that you shouldn't follow at all. Here we go.
Should we take them? Should we follow our picks?
Nah.
No, you did 3-1 week last week.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, Spike's back. Are you above 500?
You are not
no.
above 500.
I think I'm two games under if I was 3-1.
Oh, well, you went 1-3 last week.
Right.
Yeah. So, Spike, you are 29-31 after a 3-1 week. Ike, 1-3 week, 27-33. Whoa. Me, Jackie, 2-2. I've been 2-2 since week 9. Week 8. Since week 8, I've been 2-2 every single week. I'm 31-28-1.
Okay. Wow. So Jack, I could catch Jack.
You could get there.
Yeah.
I usually come much gotta go. I need a 4-0. I'm trying to get to 500 before the season is over.
Yeah, that's the goal. If I could be 500 or above, I feel like I'm not a moron.
All right, I feel pretty good this week.
You do? You want to start us off?
Yes.
Oh wow.
All right.
Okay. Yes. Oh,
a 1-3 week, taking the bull by the horns.
That's right. I'm going Patriots +3 over the Bucks. Nope. I said that wrong.
Yep.
Panthers +3
yes.
over the Bucks.
There you go.
Yeah, that rolled in crazy. Yeah, Panthers at home. Listen, not a sexy team, but the Bucks aren't a dominant team either.
No, they stink.
And
yeah,
let's face it. Hold on, that game is in Charlotte, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm getting points. Yes. Give me the 3.
Divisional game at home.
Give me the 3. You sure it's not 3.5?
No, it's 3. I just looked.
All right. I also want the Jags.
He's begging for lines. He's 27-33.
At least he's asking rather than just straight up lying.
I'm taking the Jags +3.5 versus the Broncos. How about that? The Jags.
And that's at Jacksonville, right?
No, that's in Denver.
In Denver.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
only
3.5? Yeah. That's why I'm taking the 3.5.
Jags finally getting the respect.
Yeah. Broncos probably win this game, but it's probably by a field goal. I'll take the 3.5 there. All right. I'm also taking the Packers +1.5 versus the Bears. How about that? The Packers are underdogs. That's a Bears line.
Yeah.
That game's in Chicago.
I would look at that, too. I would take the Packers side, too. I don't have it on my picks,
right,
but I like that side.
Yeah. I like that. And then I'm going Eagles 22-16.
It's weird. The line is 7.
Yep. I don't have anything else to say. 22-16.
All right. Okay.
22. Listen. Laying 7 points, the Eagles have not been playing that well, and they should be laying 7 points.
No, they shouldn't.
I can't trust that.
Yep.
And it's a divisional opponent on the road. You know my motto, home divisional opponents.
Take the points.
Take the points, especially when you're underdogs by a touchdown. So I'll go with that.
All right. I'll go. I like the Texans -14 over the Raiders. Texans have come on strong. The Raiders have given up.
Oh, yeah.
And I simply don't know how the Raiders are going to score unless there is a defensive touchdown or something. I wouldn't count on that. So I think this is going to be something like 20-3, 23-3, something like that.
Yeah.
So give me the Texans minus two touchdowns over the Raiders. I like the Dolphins plus four against the Bengals.
Mm.
There's something about...
And they're at home.
They are.
The Bengals are favorite in that game?
Yes.
Wow.
So here are the two things. One, there's the weird Burrow stuff.
Yep.
Now, that could mean Burrow goes off, whatever.
Right.
There's the weird Burrow stuff. And there's something about them switching quarterbacks with Miami. I just think he knows something.
Gives him a little spark.
Yeah. I don't know. The Dolphins...
Quinn Ewers.
Zach Wilson was heartbroken. It wasn't him.
I'm sure he was.
And the Dolphins have been frisky the second half of the year. So give me the Dolphins plus four over the Bengals. Give me the Niners minus six over the Colts, at the Colts. Look.
Ooh, that's big.
That was a cute little game from Phillip Rivers, but I think the Niners are going to go in there. I think this ends up being a 24-10, one of those games.
Yeah.
So give me the Niners minus six at the Colts. And the Eagles... 2016 Commanders.
Wow.
Eagles 20, Commanders 20-16.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Did you just pick the Commanders to beat the Eagles?
Okay, so here's why.
Yes, talk to me.
This is, it's a trap game with Buffalo next week.
Okay.
Two, Eagles maybe a little overconfident after the Raiders game, thinking they figured something out, and I keep comparing this team to the 24 Phillies. And what happened with the 24 Phillies is when something would go right, I always got the sense that they thought, okay, we're back. It's just going to happen. And I don't know. I'm not buying it yet. I think this is a stumbling block game. I think this is a close game in the fourth quarter. And I think the Commanders win at 20-16.
Wow.
What'd you think of the D?
Maybe a defensive touchdown for the Commanders there as well.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Wow. All right.
Wow, just ruining Christmas.
Per usual. Scrooge asking.
I haven't picked against the Eagles since I had to.
Yeah.
Weeks ago. But I'm going 2016 Commanders.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I'm taking the Cowboys minus 2.5 against the Chargers.
I like that one,
I think
too.
The Chargers are still frauds mostly, even though they have a great quarterback. But I'm going to take the Cowboys minus 2.5. Last week felt like they were smelling themselves, and maybe this week they get back to playing Cowboy football. All right.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Jags plus 3.5 with Ike. Trevor Lawrence, I hate him. I think he's a fraud.
He might be pretty good.
But he might be figuring it out with old Liam Cohen.
I was going to say, what's the coach name?
Liam Cohen. Duval.
Yeah.
Come on.
Duval.
Come on, man. So I'll take a shot. And the freaking Broncos got to lose at some point. They're not this good. They're not this good. I swear to God. All right.
What do you mean you swear to God?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, a guy called me last night to talk about
using that time.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, he wanted me to get a Bible in the house.
Yeah, you should stop
as
doing
a Christmas
that.
Tradition.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I totally agree. That's on my bad.
Yep.
Donovan Chess bet.
Yep.
I'm taking the Bears minus 1.5. I know it's a Packers line, but I think that the Bears are going to have something for them after the last game they lost, where they felt like they could have won. No Micah Parsons. Like, we'll see how that affects things.
Point. Yeah.
The Bears feel like they have a little bit of mojo.
They do.
I'm buying them, and I'm taking the Eagles 24-13.
Okay.
So I'm the only one having the Eagles covered, by the way. Make sure that you have that in your notes for people at
home. Yeah, it is. It's in everyone's notes.
It's true. Dude, before we move on.
Yeah.
That Niners team, man.
Yeah.
I said it earlier. They could have home field advantage.
The deal with the Niners is their defense is not very good.
Right.
They lost too many, but their offense has been, Brock Purdy is like is now better after having that turf toe injury. Yeah, yeah, they have been pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they played these last Indy, the last two are at home.
At home, yeah.
Winnable games at home.
Niners are pretty good. They can score points. They can definitely score points. Now, defensively, but yeah, absolutely. 215-592-9494. How about you score points with the Carzar? He's going to score points with you by hooking you up this holiday season, right? Helping you slay the season, slaying your car payment.
Slay.
What does that mean? It means getting your car payment lower. That's what he wants to do. He's going to find any way he can do it. And one way is with financing. 0% financing is available for every new Hyundai on the lot. There are 200 of them, over 200 of them. And here in the winter, perhaps you want a new SUV so you feel comfortable if it's snow or if it's ice. They got Palisades on the lot. They got Santa Fe's on the lot. They got Tucson's on the lot. And they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. More than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And because they are in the season of giving, they are going to give you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade. 0% financing on any new Hyundai. Right now, a Colonial Hyundai. Route 30 in Downingtown. Online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 20% down plus first payment, tax, exit fees. See dealer for full details. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days till Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Do you need an impressive win tomorrow to be convinced the Eagles are back? 63% say yes. And do you like the Phillies trade of Matt Strom? That is a 50-50 proposition right there. 215-592-9494. Jerry, the truck horn guy. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Well, I can't talk. Sorry.
Okay.
Wow.
See, with one of those lot lizards? I'm not hanging up.
What are you doing, Jer?
I was talking to a cop. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Ooh, boy.
Is Jerry getting arrested? Oh, no.
Has he been inspected?
I'm putting that on hold. I'm not hanging that up.
Truck driver. Was he speeding out there?
I don't know. Maybe he's been known to watch YouTube.
Man. I hope he wasn't. I hope he wasn't.
I hope
he didn't just get caught in a sting.
The phrase lot lizard popped up into my head, and I was like, is this the right phrase? I couldn't remember or not.
Yeah, so
I
just, the right phrase.
I let it fly. Eric in California, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. 3 things. Can I start with the famous siblings?
Yep.
Sure.
Luke and Leia Skywalker.
Not real people.
Oh, they got to be real?
No.
It's 5:45. Who cares?
Okay. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Oh, I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Okay. I will believe we're back when we beat the Bills. Then I really believe.
Oh, wow. So nothing they can do this weekend is putting you in that spot.
I mean, I'm confident they're going to win. I think we're going to put up 28 points at least. I think we're going to get rocking and rolling. But beating the bang-up Commanders with Marody won't make me believe. When we beat the Bills, that would be like last year when we beat the Ravens. That's when I was like, we're for real.
Hmm. Okay.
Regarding what the other caller said, I know nothing in life is certain, but if we had Joe Burrow, we'd win 1 or 2 more Super Bowls. No questions asked. We all know it. It feels bad saying it. I feel dirty saying it. But I think deep down, we all know that.
Well, I don't know how many Super Bowls they win. I can tell you that, assuming if he doesn't get hurt, the Eagles are pretty good with Joe Burrow as quarterback. I find it hard to believe that a team that has a top 10 or top 5 defense, two $30 million wide receivers, Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley, wouldn't be pretty good with Joe Burrow.
Yep.
You know, I have I'm not campaigning to trade for Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Sure.
Look, all due respect to Jalen, I think they'd be pretty good with Joe Burrow. I think you'd have to be crazy to think they wouldn't be, you know.
And if I could just say, whatever you guys are paying Tornado Shapiro, it's not enough. That's my favorite part of my week. That guy is brilliant. It cracks me up. And just the way he goes up to the line and how uncomfortable you appear to get with like, it's priceless.
Sometimes he goes over the line. Sometimes he goes over the line, some would say.
Thanks for the week, guys. Go Birds.
All right, go Birds.
All right, brother. Thanks, all righty. That's California.
Yes.
Yeah.
He called during baseball season a lot, I think. Yeah. I think California era called during baseball season because there was Dodger stuff, or maybe that was a different different California caller. No, we have Jerry still on hold. Hang on. Jerry? Jerry? Oh.
What's happening, fellas?
Okay. You all right, Jer?
He let you off with a warning?
Yeah. Well, so when you, when a tractor trailer is pulled over on the side of the road, just whether to do a quick pee or whatever it is, cop sees you pulled over, they like to stop and just check you out.
Oh, okay. So they're just making sure everything's everything's copacetic.
Yeah, the guy was standing right next to me, so it wouldn't have been a good idea to blow my horn and chat with you folks.
Yes, yeah. Well, no, I agree. You know. I agree. What's going on, Jared?
What's the beeping?
So, that's my, it's a brake air thing. It should go off any second.
This is awesome, Carl.
It's awful annoying. I know it is.
Yeah, because, you know, we're on the radio and all, but...
No.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not like Herb, you know, so, but...
No.
Sometimes...
Thank God.
You have an air brake release thing, and it'll just keep beeping. I can't stop it. It stops...
Air brake release,
stops on the thing. It's a traffic trailer thing.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
So it stops.
All right.
So stop. It should be
all right. What do you got here, Jer?
So, all right. So, when you have a 22-year-old son, right? Every 2 weeks, I tell him check. I make sure he checks his oil, not his oil. So, now whether he does it or not, that's a different thing. I just want to tribute to Tommy from down the shore.
Okay.
I love that.
It's not a bit. It's a person.
It's not a bit. I love the poem that he puts out with the oil. That is like, I laugh every time I hear it.
Yeah. This is one of your worst calls so far, Jared.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been a while. You know, I got to be tactful.
Any update on the house situation, Jared?
Yeah.
So every time I seem like I call, I get a call 2 minutes later from her.
Wonder why.
When I talk to my hun, she's in my ex-wife's egg. Every time why are you listening to the radio? Just, you're not just supposed to be working.
Yeah. First of all, everybody listens to this show.
Yeah. And why are you listening to the radio? You should be working too.
I am because I'm driving. So all I do is listen to you guys all day.
Okay.
I have the YouTube channel on, so I love...
Not while you're driving.
I love listening to you guys because the afternoon drive show is one of the best on the radio. You know?
The best.
Thank you.
Shout out to Yoshi. I love Yoshi. He comes up with some great contact.
Jerry has regressed.
Yeah.
All right, my stock's probably going to go down after this call. My siblings, and nobody's going to say this, but nobody would be flying all over the country, all over the world, anywhere else around, but Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Are you okay to drive? Okay, all right. Orville and Wilbur Wright are good siblings.
I'm the Wright brother.
I had a couple more, but
No.
Gotta get the text line, Jerry.
Yeah, I got the text line. Merry Christmas, Jerry. Merry Christmas, Jerry.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
All right,
Jerry.
All right, Jerry. All right, Jerry.
The text line. Just the worst call of all time. The text line brought to you by Venari Jewelers. I was hoping there was a lot lizard. There's no lot lizard. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I think we're still on the air, Tim.
What? A text presented without context.
Somebody. Okay.
Come on, Spike.
Yes, yeah. We got it.
Yes. Well, I don't want to.
Yes.
That's the second mention today.
Yep.
What's next?
Yes, I agree that laptops are great now, but when you consider the whole sample size, typewriters are just better. Elliot in a tech argument.
The sample size. 3 years.
Yeah. Well, and he conveniently leaves out the Rams Super Bowl year.
Yes, yeah. It's only 3 years. 3 years is what matters. What's next?
What the f***? Barkan checking out the show.
What'd you think of the D?
Well, he knows.
He has to.
Oh, he definitely knows now.
Yeah, we've used it yes. 500 times this week. All right, what's next?
Spike, please give me a call on your way home. Daryl in South Philly.
Look, he lives in Center City.
All right.
Yeah, but.
Wow. You know,
did you say you're stopping by on your way home?
No, I'm not stopping by on my way home. And he did not tell me any of that.
All right. All right. You winked.
No, I didn't. I'm putting together reading tea leaves.
Yes.
What's next?
The list of Spike bombshells this week on the afternoon
all
show.
Right.
Number 3, Black Panther is trash. Number 2, per sources, Joel Embiid will be traded in the offseason. Number 1, his complete endorsement of love and respect for Jake Paul. Alex in Lancaster.
All right. Did not say per source that Joel Embiid was getting traded. Did not say Black Panther was trash. I said it was overrated. But I'm fine with the context that I am missing, obviously. What's next?
Having 4:30 90s be sung by the lead singer of Pearl Jam, but not have it actually be Pearl Jam, is nasty work. Ike on Twitter after the show.
Yeah, man, because I thought I nailed that
yep,
one, man.
Yeah, yeah. You thought you had something there. You really did. All right. Well, we will talk to you on Monday. At Chickies and Pete's, and we look forward to doing it. We thank you so much for listening. We love you so much for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
There you go.
Fly, goes fly, on let's down, one, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds, E-L-G-S-E-S,
Eagles!
E-L-E-S,
crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
So
okay,
getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
All right, so it's December 19th, which means you have 12 days until December 31st. Why is that important? Well, you have until that day to call Guida and take advantage of their big year-end sale. What does that get you? Well, I'm going to tell you. It's going to get you 40% off every energy-efficient, triple-pane, expertly installed window. Again, that is until December 31st. What about doors, you say? You know Guida does doors. You love Guida. They have this big year-end sale. They must be including doors, right? Yep, 40% off that, too. What kind of door? Any kind of door, garage door, insulated entry door, you know, sliding patio door, 40% off. And start your project with no money down, and they'll let you pay it off interest-free for up to a year. A year. Remember, this only goes through December 31st. All previous sales are excluded. That's okay. 40% off is a giant discount. So what you got to do is call Guida now. Get all the details and get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.